What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. In our last episode, we learned how a mild winter can impact the local economy. For the most part, whether it's unusually cold or unusually warm, in the short term, the effects end up being a wash. Maybe a warm winter day motivates you to spend more money going out to eat. But then you're likely to spend less the next week, regardless of the weather. Still, there are folks who come out on top during a very cold winter, like auto mechanics who repair your car after you fall in a pothole, the independent snowplow companies shoveling out small businesses, or rock salt providers who cash in the most brutal of winters. Chicago, like so many other frigid American cities, cannot seem to wean itself off of road salt. It helps keep cars on the road and keep humans vertical instead of horizontal. But the chloride from salt is corrosive. It hurts wildlife and contaminates waterways and the environment. It rusts out cars and buildings, and it does a number on the roads themselves. When it's environment versus safety, safety is winning out big time. We spent some time looking around for a cold weather community that does not use road salt. People suggested a few cities like Montreal, Davenport, Iowa, Holland, Michigan, and a few more. But it turns out they all use road salt in some way, shape, or form. However, we did find a place. Today, we're going to revisit a conversation about a magical land that doesn't use any road salt. It's way up in northern Michigan, and it gets almost 100 inches of snow a year. Where, you ask? Mackinac Island.
It feels like you're stepping into like 1896 when you walk onto Mackinac Island.
This is Dominic Miller. He's the chief of marketing at Mackinac State Historical Parks. He says around 500 people live on Mackinac Island year round.
Yeah, 500 truly hardy souls that are there 12 months out of the year.
Okay, and when you say truly hardy, like is that you or is that like the real 365 folks?
That's the real Islanders. Those are the people who are really doing it all the time over there. They have a lot of respect for them.
Mackinac is a 4-mile island on Lake Huron, right where Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas meet. I'm from Michigan, so I knew about Mackinac Island, but I haven't been there since I was a tiny, tiny youngin', so I don't remember everything, and I still had questions. Enough to get Dominic on a call to explain this secluded blast from the past. Like, first of all, how do you get there again? Dominic says usually you take a ferry, but when you get a winter as cold as this one and the water freezes over, you gotta book a flight.
You fly over Lake Huron, it's about a, I don't know, 5-minute flight if I'm, you know, you're barely in the air. So it's like a little, just skip across to the mainland.
Yeah. And like, what do you do for fun?
Half the island is left untouched in the winter, and that's for people to enjoy on cross-country skis, on snowshoes. 500 people and not everybody is out and about all the time. So you're seeing a lot of the same people often. Mm. So we're there in the winter and I go grab lunch at the one restaurant that's open every day over there in the winter. I'm seeing the same people.
Obviously, we can't really compare Mackinac Island to Chicago for a lot of reasons, including one pretty important one. And it's also the reason they don't use road salt. They don't need to because they don't have any cars.
The lack of automobiles is truly noticeable. You are alone. Mm. It's hard to put into words just, you know, how that, you know, that feeling is, that the lack of sound and the lack of all the stuff that goes with it. There are no gas stations. There's no fast food restaurants. There's no, those things just don't exist there. And so it makes it just, it's special for sure.
Dominic says cars were outlawed on Mackinac almost as soon as they were invented. He told me the local legend.
Cars were kind of introduced to the island in the late 1800s. So as the story goes, somebody brought their car over to the island, and this is in about 1898 or so, drove their car off the dock down the road, and it frightened all the horses that were there. So the city fathers got together and banned the horseless carriage from Mackinac Island for all eternity. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's kind of the accepted story.
Was there like a horse and carriage lobby going on, or, you know, what's the more complicated story?
Yeah, you know, so it was, you know, that it scared the horses, but it also scared the drivers who made their living, you know, ferrying people around on horses and carriages. And so there were people who were deeply concerned that this was going to, you know, cut into their livelihood a little bit. But since 1898, the city of Mackinac Island has banned automobiles. That's been one of the hallmarks of Mackinac Island, and it's one of the things that, you know, in my opinion and the opinion of a lot of other people, makes Mackinac Island so special.
Now, to be fair, there are some automobiles on Mackinac, but Dominic says they're only emergency vehicles. How do people primarily get around on the island?
Yeah, in the summer months, it's by foot, it's by bicycle, or you can hop on a horse-drawn taxi. In the winter months, snowmobiles are allowed. Those were approved for use on Mackinac Island in the 1970s. But that's it.
How are packages delivered? Is it the horse and buggy situation as well?
Yeah, so there's supplies, materials, things have to be delivered there as well. So they have quite the journey to get to Mackinac Island. They're, you know, maybe flown in from somewhere, then they have to take a vehicle to a ferry boat, then they get on a freight boat to get over to the island, then they're unloaded, and then they're on a flatbed dray, which is a large wagon pulled by two enormous horses. So you'll be sitting, you know, on Main Street of Mackinac Island, and then there's all the Amazon packages slowly clip-clopping by to be delivered around Mackinac Island. So it's legit. Like, everything is done horse and carriage, old school.
The Mackinac State Park, where Dominic works, takes up more than 80% of the island. He says one of the few emergency vehicles allowed on the island is a snowplow, operated by the Park Service, primarily to keep snow off the runway at the airport. They also plow the remaining roads on the island, but the plow doesn't go all the way down to the pavement. The Park Service actually keeps the roads covered in 4 inches of snow all winter long. That's another reason they don't use road salt.
We were using salt in the winter. It's not going to really be good for those snowmobiles going up and down, because it's going to, you know, start melting that base that we've established on those roads. So we want to keep some snow on the roads, which a lot of times salt is used to try to remove that.
Sure.
So we're trying to go the opposite way.
Was road salt ever used on Mackinac Island?
You know, I talked with our park manager, the person who's in charge of the whole operation over there, and he told me that, as far as he can remember, no. It was, even when I asked too, he was just like no, we don't. You know, it was just like, it's like no, obviously we don't.
Yeah. So there's the practical reason for not salting the roads. They actually want snow on the ground. But Dominic says there's also an environmental reason. It is mostly a park after all, and they want to keep it as pristine and as natural as possible. So, could Chicago do something like Mackinac Island? Well, consider this. When Dominic is there in the winter, here's how he approaches his day-to-day activities.
Yeah, so you got to pack your luggage on your sled. You got sleds you'll pull behind your snowmobile to do things. And, you know, we're going on an adventure just to go to the grocery store today. You know, it's not as simple as just, yeah, let's hop in the car, go around the corner. Dress warm and be ready for just about anything. Be ready to be stuck on the other side.
So you ready to trade your car in for a snowmobile? Pack up, travel back in time, and reduce your chloride footprint in the process? Well, now you know there's an island up north where you can have at it. Meanwhile, we'll be down here in Chicago trying to kick this road salt habit. This episode of Curious City was produced by me and Justin Bull. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.